You're listening to SBS News.
Under siege from Parliament after its bill outlawing a no-deal Brexit received royal assent and passed into law, Boris Johnson was standing firm in his determination to go to the polls, break the political deadlock, and get Britain out of the European Union.
And no matter how many devices this Parliament invents to tie my hands, I will strive, Mr. Speaker, to get an agreement in the national interest. I will not ask for another delay.
Opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn questioned whether the Prime Minister was effectively planning to break the law, labelling as a sham his plan to negotiate with the EU.
The Prime Minister knows, he knows full well, there is no mandate for no deal, no majority support for it in the country, and no majority support for it in this House.
With Parliament sitting well into the early hours of the morning, ahead of its historic suspension, MPs again rejected Boris Johnson's bid for an early election, 293 votes to 46. The House of Commons also demanded the government hand over communications among officials about its decision to prorogue Parliament and its plans for a no-deal Brexit. Conservative MP Dominique Grieve, who proposed the motion, says there is suspicion the suspension is aimed at stifling debate on the risks of leaving the EU without an agreement.
The House is about to be prorogued for 5 weeks. 2 weeks after we return is the anticipated date on which we are going to leave the European Union. There is much which is left undebated, and in particular, we are not going to have an opportunity to ask the necessary questions of the government.
The House has called on the government to release by Wednesday formal or informal emails and text messages between aides and officials relating to the suspension as well as to the impact of leaving the European Union without a deal. The vote in support of the motion was one of the last times the British MPs will hear the trademark call for decorum in the chamber from Speaker John Bercow.
Order! Order! The ayes to the right, 311. The noes to the left, 302. So the ayes have it. The ayes have it. Order!
After a decade in the job, Mr. Bercow has told Parliament he will step down by the end of next month, the same time Britain is due to leave the EU.
Throughout my time as Speaker, I have sought to increase the relative authority of this legislature, for which I will make absolutely no apology to anyone, anywhere, at any time.
He leaves with well wishes from both sides of the House of Commons. Jeremy Corbyn congratulated Mr. Bercow on helping to create a powerful parliament.
So, Mr. Speaker, enjoy the last short period in your office, but it's going to be one of the most dramatic there has been. And I think your choice of timing and date is incomparable and will be recorded in the history books of parliamentary democracy. Mr. Speaker, on behalf of the Labour Party, I thank you for your work in promoting democracy and this House. Thank you.
Conservative MP Michael Gove described Mr. Bercow as a diligent MP and a one-time effective and tenacious frontbencher.
You love this House of Commons, you love our democracy, and your commitment to your principles and to your constituents is unwavering and an example to others. It is the case that this evening I shall vote with many of my colleagues for an early general election. I hope you won't take that personally, Mr. Speaker, because I have no wish to prematurely truncate your time in the chair.
But not all were bidding Mr. Bercow a fond farewell. Brexit Party leader Nigel Farage simply tweeted, "Good riddance," in response to the Speaker's announcement. Just another sign of how Britain's fraught departure from the EU has divided the nation. And outside the Houses of Parliament, the mood on the streets of London was one of despair.
Well, I think it's complete chaos, as we all know, and I think it's very disappointing because I think it's polarising the position so badly.
If there's a general election, it might improve things, it might not, who knows.
They're not representing the people, they're representing themselves, and we are fed up, absolutely fed up with it.
Yeah, bit of a mess really, isn't it, all together though, really.
Gareth Borum, SBS World News.